Keith, 7 points the gap now, 9 to play for, and sadly down in the bottom half of the table. What do you make of tonight?
Put enough balls in the box, definitely. Didn't have enough people getting on the end of the crosses. A little bit predictable, a little bit slow in our tempo in our play, a little bit tentative in our play. Lacked a little bit of hunger, good willingness at times. But just lacked that little bit of tempo that was needed and that ruthlessness that we needed to get a better foothold in the game. And also then, you've got to score goals. And to score goals, you've got to get in where it hurts. And unfortunately today, didn't quite think we had that cutting edge inside the 18-yard box. Play some nice football outside it between the two 18-yard boxes, and I've got to say today I thought we didn't defend inside our own 18-yard box well enough, and we weren't ruthless, we weren't aggressive, and we weren't didn't have enough gamesmanship or mastery in the final third.
Too many players missing, or do you think would you be hiding from some of the truths if you were to focus on that?
Well, it's going to affect you because, you know, we had good players that predominantly have been starting games, and they're missing some of them through precaution, some of them through stupidity, some of them through somebody else's decision making. But ultimately, yeah. But the squad was tested today, but I still think we were competitive enough, but just lacked that little bit more that was needed in the final third, and obviously we're found wanting in our own goal mouth.
Even the most staunch of optimists would struggle to see a way, and I know mathematically you can still reach the playoffs. Do you accept it's over tonight?
You'd probably say we need snookers. I think we're behind the yellow, and there's one red on the table, and, you know, and we've got to go the full length of the table, and a lot of things have got to happen in between. But we won't give up trying. Ultimately, now we've got to finish as high up the table as possibly we can do, and use it as a stepping stone. Again, I still say they've been taking some massive strides this season from where the football club were. Some of the foundations have been put in place, will bear fruit in time. There's been some good additions to the football club, and also then, but we've moved on from a lot of players or some players that are at the football club, and that's progression.
28 points, I think it is, above the relegation zone. That is the difference between this year and last year. There is enormous progress. What do you hope now to do with these remaining games of the season to try and build towards next season then?
I think the important thing is now is that everybody on the footballing department understands that that we are work in progress and what's needed to stay on board and ultimately to stay with me, because I am going to be progressive, I am going to bring in better players, I am going to make sure that I'm a driving force behind the success that I think that I can bring to the football team. The players have got to understand what's required of them individually, collectively, and make sure they're able to last the journey.
Can you put your finger on what has happened in 2016? 5 wins out of 24 compared to the team that went into Christmas. Obviously, we know what happened with the floods in that period. Has that been a part of it? What has gone wrong in this year?
Again, I think being honest, you can say, I think probably the best thing to do is wait until the season comes to a climax, and then I'll give you an overview. Yeah, the collection of points we had before the season, at the start of the season, or before midway through the season, very good. The return afterwards hasn't been so good. There has been some distractions, major distractions that has caused a blip in what we're trying to produce. We need strong characters, and some of the players now, because of what's gone on this season, they will be better for it and have a better understanding of what's required.
Has it been a school year for you as well? I mean, you've got ambition. You want to play higher. Carlisle, it doesn't look like we'll be going higher this season. Are you still as much on your own bus as you were at the start of the year and as things have progressed?
I'm hungry. And the players know that. I'm a very demanding coach. I'm a very demanding manager. I've got standards that I set. And again, the players, they accept when they get told, because I don't tell lies to players. And what I see is a very honest opinion. Today, I've got to say, in both 18-yard boxes, I thought we came up short.
Over these next 3 games, is it almost an audition for some players now to show you, or you know, have you kind of seen all you need to over this season to know who is in your plans going forwards?
Again, I don't think you never say never. I think part of the example of the day, Alexander McQueen came in. I thought gave a very good performance, a very solid performance, and picked up the baton from where he needed to pick it up from. Because Alex came in the season as a project, started the season very well. Unfortunately, then certain circumstances affected his performances, and also ultimately affected his training performances as well. The pleasing thing is he's come out of that and put in today a performance that you know's there.
When you're talking about what you want to do with the club looking ahead to next year and how you start to plan and think about that side of thing, do you think the club needs to be a bit more united with its fans and with all of the different parts of the board, etc., to give you that wave of momentum and that feeling of optimism going forward, and there'd be a few less of these fractures and arguments that there seem to be behind the scenes?
Again, I was very aware of it right at the beginning of my tenure at the football club. There was a lot of the conversations that I was having with the media, or the questions I was being asked by the media, were the football was secondary. Mm-hmm. The now pleasing thing is there's conversations about the football and what we're trying to produce. Yeah, there is always going to be the conversations that go on about the ownership, the takeovers, the investments. And again, what I've always tried to do is make sure my focus and my talking point, pivotal point within it, is what's produced on the pitch. And it makes it easier for me, and it makes it easier all round. I'm well aware, I get well informed of what's going on, but I'm not the pipeline for that information. That's down to the football club.
But just the last one on that, when there are 3,260 Cumbrians turning up to watch you in a game when you could go 1 point off the playoffs, clearly something's not right. People aren't happy and aren't coming.
Sun was shining. What a fantastic day it was today, wasn't it? I bet there's probably been some gardens mowed and a little bit of the flower beds have been tended, the weeds have been dug out and everything today.
Good dodge. Three more games then. Do you start to look at trying the odd experiment? How do you intend to do it? One more home game. What will you do with these three games?
Try and win them. Is it going to be a case of having a look at people that haven't been getting a look in the squad? No, because there's a reason why they haven't been getting a look in, because they haven't done enough for me. And if somebody starts doing enough now, you're thinking, well, too late. I know what's in that changing room, and I know what I can get out of the players that are in that changing room. Have I got a sympathetic view? My sympathy is I don't owe anybody in that change room any favours. I'm here to win football matches, and that's what I'm going to try and do again for the next three games.